And now, Hot Topics.
Hot Topics today happens to bring Blaine in studio with us talking about Starbase. Now, Blaine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. This is your second year back with us.
Yes, it is.
We talked about this last year.
We did.
And from what I understand, it turned out to be a pretty darn good day.
It did.
Yeah. It did. Let's talk a little bit about Starbase and what it's all about.
Well, Starbase is a program we have here in Great Falls. It's a STEM program, a science, technology, engineering, math program. We're funded by the Department of Defense. There's a Starbase program in all 50 states around the country and nice. U.S. territories. And what Starbase is here for is to encourage kids to get more involved in STEM education. So, like I mentioned, we're funded by the Department of Defense. We have two Starbases in Montana. One is at Fort Harrison in Helena, and then the other one is here in Great Falls. And our classroom is based up at the Air National Guard base here in Great Falls.
Okay. Now, is this a one-day thing or a week-long thing?
It's a week-long thing. We see every fifth-grade class from the Great Falls Public Schools for 1 week at a time. Today, we actually finish up with our second class from Lincoln. So it doesn't necessarily run a Monday through Friday. It just kind of, depending on, you know, where breaks and stuff fall, it can be chopped up. So today, Tuesday, our last day with Lincoln. And then we start with Metal Arc tomorrow. And we have three classes from Metal Arc. And, yeah.
Wow. And so what do the kids learn during Starbase?
So we try to do at least one engineering activity with the kids every day. Yesterday was kind of, I guess you could almost say, our flagship engineering project. The lady who came up with the idea of Starbase, her name is Barbara Kozak, and she had this one lesson that she kind of just started with, and she calls it Eggbert. We call it Mission to Mars, where the kids get a raw egg. Mm. We have a little plastic glider that goes on a cable zip line, and they have to engineer. They have to budget money. We give them a $600 budget, but the items, of course, like a cotton ball is $96.50 or something like that. You know, right. We try to make it where they have to actually come up with a plan and then a budget, and then they have to figure out a way to make their egg survive the trip down the rocket. So that's just an example of one of the engineering activities we do, but we do several of them. Today we're going to be doing some chemistry with the kids and talking about density and how it relates to different objects, and we do a lot of robotics. We have two different types of robots, Spike Primes and Spheros, that the kids program. So we just try to get a bunch of different things into their hands for them to experiment with, and it's a lot of hands-on learning. But like I said, we try to get those things into the kids' hands so that they can see some of the opportunities that are available to them moving forward through middle school, high school, and possibly as a career that maybe weren't there, 30, 40 years ago when I was
right.
a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. You and I both. I've always liked the hands-on experience. To me, it's more inspiring. A lot of people will read a book and get inspired by that. I don't retain that tension as much as I do. It's like, oh, that's how it works. I see this now. And I bet the kids' faces, it's just amazing looks on their faces when you get to do those kind of projects with them.
It is. A lot of the kids that come up to us write us, notes and thank you notes and stuff, which I'm sure their classroom teacher encourages when they get back. But it's a lot of fun to read those. And the kids, we just got some letters from our previous class at Lincoln. So if any of those kids are listening, we really enjoyed reading the notes you sent us.
Right on.
A lot of the stuff says that, they really enjoy a lot of that hands-on stuff. A lot of the kids really enjoy getting to go see a C-130 airplane. That's something we do with the kids every Thursday.
Nice.
They get to meet a lot of the crew that works on the airplane, mm-hmm. get to ask a lot of questions. They get to go up into the flight deck. So a lot of kids mention that as one of their favorite things that they get to do as well. But they do. They really enjoy the hands-on. We see some kids who, I guess you could say, sometimes struggle in the normal classroom mm-hmm. with, focus and that. And then all of a sudden you get hands-on materials to them, and they really thrive and they really light up. So that's fun to see.
Yeah, I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
Focus was not part of my vocabulary.
Yeah. That's all right.
That's awesome. So I guess I don't need to ask how do you get involved, because pretty much you guys got all the fifth graders involved in this and stuff. But like people behind it, you and everybody else, are these volunteers? Are they all works up there or what?
So the way it works is we have a director. up there for Starbase. She's actually the director of both the Starbase in Great Falls and the Starbase in Helena. And then we have a lady who helps us get all the materials ordered and all of that. And so they are employed by the state, funded through the Department of Defense. And then we have a three-teacher program as well. So two of us primarily work on the classroom, and then we have another teacher who also works in the classroom but does a program called Starbase 2.0, which works at the middle schools. So all three of the teachers that are up there, including myself, have been employed by the Great Falls Public Schools for some time, but then transitioned up to Starbase. So we're still tied into the district, even though we're funded by the Department of Defense.
Right.
So, like, for example, I taught in the Great Falls Public Schools. This is my 23rd year teaching, and I worked 20 of those years in the classroom in the Great Falls Public Schools.
Dumb question. What did you teach?
I taught fifth grade most of my career. Shout out to Riverview Elementary. That's where I did most of my career.
Yeah, right.
I also taught at Longfellow for a little bit. That's where I started my career. I taught fifth grade most of my career. I did do a little bit of sixth and a little bit of third grade, but most of my career was in fifth grade, which helps because that's the grade level we see.
Right, right.
But we do also see out-of-town schools when we have room. So our primary focus is the Great Falls Public Schools, but when we have openings in our schedule, we try to reach out to the surrounding towns. We've seen Stanford, Belt, Highwood, Centerville. Sunburst has even came down for a day, and they're coming down again for one more day. So we try to get those schools in as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good deal. Anything else you'd like to throw out there this morning?
Well, talking about getting schools from outside the district, if you are an outside district teacher and you're listening right now and you're like, hey, I'm a fifth grade teacher in wherever, and you're close enough to Great Falls, if you'd be interested in bringing your class in, you can, and this is for anybody who's interested in the program, our phone number up at the Starbase program is 406-791-0806. Or they could email us at starbase@mt.gov.
There you have it. All right, good deal. Awesome deal. Anything else, Blaine? You good?
I think that's it. Just it's a great program. If you've got kids in the elementary and they've went through it, ask them about it. Or, look up. We actually have a Facebook page and an Instagram account, so you can follow us that way and learn more about us. We also have a website that people can look up.
Perfect. I love it. Well, Blaine, thank you so much for what you and your crew do in our community. It's amazing to get these kids up there and teach them some awesome stuff. So
all right. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
That's been Hot Topics this morning. It's all been brought to you in part by the fine folks at Alera Lab.